Congratulations to Aaron Photos, who just got qualified for that trip for two to Dublin, Ireland to see Youngblood. Your chance is coming up. Welcome to 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. A thief held onto the back of a UPS truck to try to get away. That was his getaway plan. In People Are Dumb, a guy was running from the cops. One of the cops was in the back seat of his car, and he didn't know it for a little ways. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. That's coming up at 420. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Gorillaz, and we will continue putting you on the standby boarding list for a chance to see Youngblood in Dublin, Ireland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
What a loser.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Let's talk Trader Joe's. I think they're working on a big experiment with us as customers because they put about half as many parking spots as they need, and then it's a free-for-all. There's people waiting and honking and shopping carts, and it's a nightmare. The last time I went, I recorded it. That's my spot. My spot. What? My spot. You son of a... All right, I'm parking here. And it's been that way forever. So to me, that seems like they're doing that on purpose because they haven't fixed it. They haven't done anything to make it better. When they open a new Trader Joe's, tiny little parking lot. Tiny little parking lot. I feel like the management of the store is sitting in the back watching the security video of the chaos going on in the parking lot and laughing their asses off. So now in Sherman Oaks, they've decided to open a new Trader Joe's that's right across the street from another Trader Joe's, one that's been open since the 1980s and has had parking problems since those days. So they have two stores right across the street from each other. And did they add an extra parking lot? I doubt it. I doubt it. They're in an office somewhere going, how funny would it be if we put another Trader Joe's right across the street and forced everybody in that Trader Joe's to park in the old lot that was insufficient for the people that we had? About 5 minutes from now, we have a chance to join the K-Rock Mile High Club. Destination number one, which is a chance to see Youngblood in Dublin, Ireland. You can qualify for that. Coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Marissa.
Marissa, hi. You're caller 20.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, you made my Tuesday.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Youngblood in Dublin, Ireland. Have you ever been to Dublin?
I have, but it's been like 10 years, so I would love to return.
Is there a nicer people in all the world?
No.
Love it.
They're so sweet there. Love it. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you win.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what's up with Florida. There is a story out of Florida where a thief jumped on the back of a UPS truck.
Also out of Flagler County, take a look at this. A suspect hitching a ride on the back of a UPS truck.
This is a guy in Florida who was wanted as a thief, and he was literally just sitting on the back bumper of the UPS truck as it drove down the road.
Investigators say he was trying to steal things from a home improvement store in Palm Coast.
They say he was trying to steal nearly $1,500 in merchandise. But when the police were called, he gave up and fled and ran out and found a UPS truck to jump on and get a ride.
He took off before deputies could get there. Well, then a resident saw him.
So I don't know if he doesn't have a car or a getaway plan, but he was trying to steal $1,500 worth of stuff. Does he not have a getaway plan before that? So he's riding on the back bumper of the UPS truck, and somebody in traffic saw that and called the police and said, hey, this is weird. There's a guy riding on the bumper of a UPS truck.
Like this, on the back of this UPS truck, the driver said, get off.
There aren't any details about how the people got a hold of the driver of the UPS truck and told him that there's somebody riding on his bumper, but it reminds me of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Put your window down!
You want something.
Probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
There's someone on your bumper!
Yeah, how would he know? Thank you!
What a moron.
So the UPS truck pulls over. The guy kicks him off the bumper. He makes a run for it. He gets caught.
So he did, and deputies did eventually track him down.
Not something you see every day on the road.
Can you imagine you're driving along and you're like, I don't think he's supposed to be there.
What a moron.
About an hour from right now, we're going to introduce you to a new song we think will surprise you, perhaps. It is the 420 catch of the day coming up on K-Rock. My favorite song right now, Zombie by Youngblood and Smashing Pumpkins.
You could put this in a movie and nobody would believe it.
Got a hell of a People Are Dumb story coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. Let's do People Are Dumb.
You could put...
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
You could put this in a movie and nobody would believe it.
Court Commissioner Barry Phillips all but left speechless at the accusations against Kiwan Daniels.
A court commissioner is like an assistant to the judge, but he has some leeway in actually making decisions. And this guy is handling a case that he can't believe.
And here it is in Milwaukee, 2026.
Last Friday, Milwaukee police responded to the Comfort Suites on Silver Spring looking for Daniels with warrants out for his arrest.
So when they show up at the hotel, he's already in his car getting ready to leave, but his back door is open.
The criminal complaint indicates an officer approached Daniels' car at the back passenger door.
The officer walked up to the open door and said to the driver, do not drive away.
And positioned himself behind the open door while issuing lawful orders for Daniels not to place the car into drive.
I mean, technically, Daniels did not put the car into drive.
Instead, they claim Daniels put the car in reverse, and the officer realized he could not keep up with the quickly reversing vehicle.
So the police officer is caught behind the open back door, and the car is backing up, and the officer is thinking, what do I do?
And put him in a position where he had to make a decision as to whether to jump in the car to save his life or blow you away.
So the officer decides to jump in the back seat of the car of the criminal.
The DA says Daniels accelerates out of the hotel parking lot, heading down Silver Spring at speeds topping 90 miles per hour.
Pretty hard to outrun a cop in your back seat.
The officer trapped in the car with his service weapon aimed at Daniels, ordering him to stop the car.
The problem is the child locks were on and the police officer can't get out of the car.
2 miles away near Appleton and Birch, Daniels eventually bails from the moving car, which jumps a curb and crashes into a tree.
So Kawain Daniels dives out of the car and the cop can't get out of the back seat, runs into a tree.
He can't get out because the child locks are on, and now he's in a moving car. His life is now in danger after saving your life.
Another officer eventually arrests Daniels just down the road.
The officer was okay, but bad. Another chance for you to qualify for the K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number one, to see Youngblood in Dublin, Ireland, coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a man has gone viral after admitting he has lied to his son about loving manatees for 24 years.
What?
On a Reddit confession forum, he wrote, 24 years ago, my six-year-old son got me a birthday present. It was a mug with a picture of a manatee on it. He got upset when I wasn't sufficiently thrilled with his gift. I assured him that I loved it, saying that manatees were my favorite animals. Since then, manatee-themed items have been my default gift from him. Manatee t-shirts, calendars, beer steins, and so much more. 24 years of manatee items. My confession is that manatees are not my favorite animal in the whole wide world. Never have been. Now my deception has reached its zenith. Next year, I'm turning 55, and he is turning 30. For my birthday, my son has booked a trip for the two of us to go to Florida to see manatees. My son is so excited for this trip and is telling everyone in our family about it. And you know, this is what happens when you tell one lie instead of just faking a smile for
right?
5 seconds. Number two, a recent survey showed that 59% of smartphone owners say they would reach into the toilet for their phone. The survey also showed that about 3 in 5 people would turn to questionable methods to retrieve their phones, like going through the garbage if their phone got lost. Some said they'd even put themselves in harm's way, which includes 25% saying that they would fight a thief, 17% saying they would venture onto a train track or into a tunnel for their phone, and 12% saying they would even run into traffic to get their device back. Smartphones are getting smarter. Human beings, not so much.
Yep.
And number 3, a woman has finally accepted her boyfriend's marriage proposal after he asked 43 times over 7 years.
What?
Luke Wintrip began proposing to his girlfriend Sarah in 2018, just 6 months into their relationship. Despite loving him, Sarah repeatedly turned down his proposals, saying she wasn't ready and didn't want to agree to something that she might regret later. However, Luke continued to propose with grand gestures over the years, including renting a castle in Prague, organizing candlelit dinners, and planning romantic getaways like a horseback ride on a Jamaican beach. After his 42nd attempt, Sarah told him that she'd say yes the next time that he asked, but he would have to wait. On his 43rd proposal, Luke took Sarah to London and proposed again, calling her the center of his world.
I give him 6 months.
This time, she did accept. They got married in May during a destination wedding. And I guess proof that if you annoy someone long enough, they will eventually marry you.
Wow.
But that is absolutely insane. Yeah, 6 months, probably just about right. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, go with me here. ASAP Rocky is a rapper, but he's got a song out called Punk Rocky, and it's a pretty decent song, and the video stars Winona Ryder from Stranger Things. She's their next-door neighbor as they have a party in the garage. It's from his album Don't Be Dumb, which I love the title of, that comes out this Friday. It is ASAP Rocky. Punk Rocky is the name of the song, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Kind of like that vibe. That is Punk Rocky. It is from ASAP Rocky, a guy that we don't normally play a lot of music from, but it's from his upcoming album Don't Be Dumb. He hasn't had an album out since 2018. That song is Punk Rocky, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Do anything you set your mind to.
Hey, God, I feel so inspired.
I know, that's so good. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday on K-Rock.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it's going to be another chance for you to win your tickets to see Gorillaz on February 22nd at the Palladium.
All right, things are about to get gross. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. You just brought us a story in 3 Things at 4 that was troubling.
Yes. So a recent survey showed that 59% of smartphone owners say that they would reach into the toilet for their phone. The survey also showed that about 3 in 5 people would, you know, go through the trash or a dumpster. Some said,
I wonder if there's, I'm sure there's a difference between your home toilet and a business toilet.
Of course.
Your home trash, your business trash.
Yes.
I'm sure.
1,000%. Some said they'd even put themselves in harm's way, which included 25% saying they would fight a thief, 17% saying that they would venture onto a train track or into a tunnel for their phone, and 12% saying that they would even run into traffic to get their device back.
And again, if it's Sunday morning at 6:30 and there's not much traffic, I'll run out in traffic and get my phone. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You're hoping to not run out when oncoming cars.
I had to rescue my phone when I was in Las Vegas, and it's a surprise to everyone, I know, but I was drunk. And I got out of a cab and went into the hotel, and then I realized, oh, I left my phone in the cab. What cab company was it even? I don't know. I need to call the cab company and see if they have a lost or found. And then I went into the security of the hotel and I said, you guys have cameras everywhere, right? So can you zero in on that cab's information?
Oh, smart.
And the license number and get like so that we can call them. So then we ended up calling them and they said, yeah, the driver's just waiting for you to call him. On my phone.
Oh, my God.
Didn't think of it.
Yeah, right.
Didn't even think of it. Call my own phone. Didn't consider it.
Yeah, well, drunk, and Kevin, you know?
That is two full factors. You've had to risk your phone?
Yes. Okay.
I mean, rescue, yeah.
I was here at work in this bathroom right over here, the main one everyone uses.
Yeah.
Phone was in my back pocket. And, you know, pulling out my pants to go pee, and the phone drops into the toilet, okay?
Oh, man.
I looked at it, and luckily it was kind of like, it was up in a way to where I didn't have to touch any the sides of the toilet, and I could just snatch it out.
It was clean.
It was
the water was clean?
The water was clean.
Okay.
Yes, but I had to, you know, so I snatched it out. And, you know, I mean, I had to do what I had to do and wipe it off and disinfect it. And I'm here to live, you know, I lived through it.
If it falls into the men's room, I'm going to burn the building down.
Yeah,
there's no question.
That's understandable.
You don't have any option.
Yeah.
So I looked up people who went into the porta potty, which is to me worst case scenario.
Oh, God.
Because I remember a story like that of somebody that was at a festival and dropped their phone in a porta potty and went after it.
Oh, my God. There's no way.
And got it.
Oh, God.
But even so, and there were so many different videos of people.
Of all kinds
of people?
What?
I have my choice of 25, 30 videos of people trying to get their phone out of a porta potty. So that is the topic today. You rescued your phone. 800-520-1067. What did you have to go through to get your phone back? Where did you lose it? What are the steps you had to take to get it back? 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on February 22nd.
You rescued your phone. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls and texts about having to rescue your phone.
951 said, I retrieved my phone out of a construction job site porta potty.
Oh, no.
The only good thing is it was freshly cleaned as it was Monday morning and it hadn't been used, but just full of blue disinfectant. How well are those cleaned?
How clean are those?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Jessica.
Call her 20.
Woo! No way.
Well done. You're on the standby boarding list to see Youngblood in Dublin, Ireland.
Woo!
We are taking your phone calls on you had to rescue your phone. And what extreme steps did you have to go? 800-520-1067.
And the best call, we've got your tickets to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on February 22nd.
All right. You had to rescue your phone?
Yes. I was at the No Values Tour. I was at the Suicidal Tendencies show. We were rocking out, me and my friend, and the pit was raging. And I pushed my friend, and then I ran into the pit. Running around the pit, my phone was in my front pocket of my shirt, flew out, and like 10 feet, I was like, oh, shit, my phone. I turned around and went backward, like against the grain, through the pit, and picked up my phone right before this guy stepped on my hand, and I saved my phone.
First things first, who puts their phone in their shirt pocket? Dude. So,
yeah, I wasn't thinking. I was like messing around with my friend because he was like wanting to go to the pit, but he was scared. And I was like, you're going. And I pushed him. It kind of sideways into the pit, and then I ran in front of him.
Also, you know the pit is a circle, right? So if you continue going forward, you're going to get to the phone.
I spin around. I was like, where's my phone? And I saw it like 10 feet. And I ran through and got just worked. And then.
All right. You're making very bad decisions in your life.
Amateur hour.
But I saved it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I have a good story.
All right, you rescued your phone. Let's hear it.
So I was kayaking at a lake in Minnesota by myself.
Yeah.
And I had snacks and my beers, and I had music playing on my phone. And I dropped my phone in the water. And I don't know if you've ever been to a lake in Minnesota, but they're usually pretty murky and dark, and you can't really see things.
Right. How deep was it?
Probably about 8 feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not too bad.
Go ahead.
So I dove down, and I could hear the music playing.
That's so cool.
It was reggae music. The music was still playing, and so I'm like swimming around down there, feeling around, trying to find the phone, and I found it. And I dried it out. It was an iPhone, and it still worked.
Wow, that's crazy.
God, that's so lucky.
If I'd have found your phone and it was playing reggae, I would have stomped on it.
Oh, my God.
Come on, reggae. Come on. Make better choices.
I'm from Laguna Beach. I can't help it.
Okay. I back up your reggae decisions, all right?
I know a lot of people do. K-Rock, hello. You rescued your phone?
I rescued my phone. I was in the Caribbean. This is just the other day. I'm still waiting for my phone to get here. I left it in my rent-a-car in the Caribbean in St. Martin.
Oh, no.
And I f***ing called the front desk of the budget rent-a-car, and I spoke to this young girl with a thick accent who had me help me reset the phone. Then I had to go to a FedEx, create a FedEx account, and have them go to FedEx on the island and send it to me. I'm currently waiting for it to get back.
And you're in Southern California now.
I'm in California now. I just got back at like 2 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning.
God.
Too soon. I got back at 2 o'clock in the morning. I realized I left my f***ing phone. I was like, I left my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's not great.
No.
You're lucky you tracked it down. I'm glad.
Well, I knew I left it in the rent-a-car. I'm lucky they found it.
Yeah, agreed.
The girl called me back and she's like, oh, Mon, I got your phone right here, Mon. So what can I do to get you set up? Oh, I was like, God. Well, first of all, I got to get a backup phone. So here's my iCloud password. I gave her my iCloud password to help me reset a new phone here in California.
Well, what could go wrong with that? K-Rock, hello.
Hi, is this Kevin?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. All the years I've listened and I've never had a chance to talk to you. I'm so excited.
Did you have to rescue your phone?
I did. I have children, and one of them is on the spectrum, and when she was a toddler, everything went in the water.
Uh-huh.
So I used to always have to rescue my phone from the toilet.
Oh, God.
She is now a teenager, and she is absolutely in love with gorillas. She was online trying to buy tickets and literally was sobbing when she couldn't get through, so I know she would love to win, but yeah, I've rescued my phone from the toilet many times.
We are taking your phone calls and texts on you had to rescue your phone.
951 says, I once left my phone on top of my car. It later flew off into the driveway of a local bar. I flipped an illegal U-turn to collect my phone, and thankfully it still worked. The screen was just shattered. A few months later, I left it in the groove between the hood and the front window. Didn't realize it was outside the car until I was almost at my destination and started vibrating. That is the phone with 9 lives.
That is the guy that doesn't deserve a phone. We're talking about you had to rescue your phone.
So you were coming out of a nightclub?
I had just been ready to leave, and I checked my bag, and my phone wasn't there. So I had, when I went to go back in to look for my phone, they made me pay another cover fee,
which
was like $35. So $35 to even go in there and look at my phone. And when I got in there, there were these seats, and I'm like, oh, surely it's in like the cushions of these seats. And I reach my hand in there all the way down to my shoulder, and I'm reaching around for my phone, and I don't find anything. And I find security to help me. And when security came, they opened up the chair, and there were maybe like 20 rat traps under there.
20 what?
Rat traps.
Oh God. No, your finger could have gotten lost.
You're so lucky.
I got so lucky, and it was right where I was looking, too. So I was like, oh, my God, I could have just died right now.
And did you find it?
Yeah, and then I did find it. It was all the way on the other side of where I was looking, but it was under the couch covers.
I got you.
$35, God. Almost lost a finger, but I got my phone.
You know that they're not bear traps, the rat traps. It just would have hurt. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, would have hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, but you're not going to lose a finger.
That's scary.
Okay. K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. Are we still doing the contest?
We are. You had to rescue your phone.
Oh, yes. I just finished using the bathroom. It was in my shirt pocket, and it went in, and I immediately just dove in right after with my right hand.
Work or home?
It was at home.
Okay.
What are we talking, number one or number two?
Yes, it was not the thing you want to reach around and move around in.
Uh-huh.
But I took it out, immediately rinsed it off, covered it with rubbing alcohol, and dried it off, and it worked fine.
I guess when it's your own situation, it's not as bad, but still bad.
Does it smell like your
No, it does not. And the amazing thing is the damn, it just kept working. It never died. I just thought for sure I killed it. And it was a fairly new phone at the time, and I couldn't afford to buy another one, so I freaked out. I didn't even hesitate for a second to just reach right in after it.
Wow, that's frightening.
You got to do what you got to do.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You had to rescue your phone?
Yes.
What happened?
It was my mom's phone. No, mm-hmm. Actually my grandma's phone. So we were visiting to a zoo, and there is like a place in the zoo where you could feed the monkeys.
Right.
And my grandma tried to take a picture because this monkey started getting really close to us. And when she grabbed her phone to take a picture, the monkey snatched her phone away.
Please tell me you fought the monkey.
Yes.
Yes! She fought the monkey! She fought the monkey!
Oh, my God. OG Grandma! Victorious!
Did you get the phone back? Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Good one.
Well, we were excited. All right.
Oh, my God.
So we have tickets for the Gorillaz.
Yep.
And I think we should go with the mom who had to rescue it many times.
Yeah, many times out of the toilet. And her daughter really wants to go see Gorillaz. So this is Renee.
Renee, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations. You win the tickets.
Woohoo! Oh, my God. My daughter's going to cry. I'm actually waiting to pick her up right now. She's in theater class. And
excellent.
She's probably going to flip. I am so excited. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yay! I'm so happy for you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yep.
She'll enjoy the show very much. Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
And coming up at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be putting you on the standby boarding list to see Youngblood in Dublin.